Those wishing to testify need to sign up on these sheets. If you haven't already done that, please do so. They then bring them up for us at the front here. Anybody that wants to testify needs to be sworn in and will be required to give testimony to state for the record their name, residence, business, or professional affiliation, the nature of their interest in the hearing, and whether or not they represent another individual, firm, or other legal entity for the purpose of the hearing. In addition, as you know, we're transcribing this, so I request that you speak clearly and fairly loudly, so certainly everybody in this room is able to hear you, if possible. All questions and testimony must be relevant to the Commission's criteria for approval for this proposal. Irrelevant or unduly repetitious material or questions will be excluded. The record of this hearing will remain open for 10 days for written comments until Monday, May 24th, and for an additional 7 days until Tuesday, June 1st, for rebuttal testimony, or as determined by the presiding officer. No additional evidence or testimony will be allowed into the record after that date. Persons attending the hearing who wish to be notified of the final action taken by the Commission as a result of this hearing may leave their names and addresses with our staff over here on my left, your right. At this time, I would like anybody who is going to be testifying to rise. I'm going to swear you in. If you could raise your right hand and state after me, I do swear that I will tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Okay, thank you very much. Let's see. What we're going to do is Catherine's going to call off the first five names on the list that we have here, and I guess if you could come up, the first person can come up to the podium here to testify first, and if the other four could sit down, we'll then call you up as we go. I would like to ask you to limit your remarks to less than 5 minutes. We have quite a few people that want to testify here. If you have more to say and you have written testimony, we would be happy to receive that, and you can drop that off also with our staff here. So I'm going to be keeping track of time in general and encourage you, if you have a lot to say, to try to be concise and to the point. And I guess let's get started. Anything else? That's right. And as I said earlier, if you have the record is going to be remaining open for a period of time here. I just read this for 10 days for additional written comments. So there is an opportunity to submit more testimony after tonight. Okay.
I have two sign-up sheets right now. So if anybody hasn't signed in to testify over there at the entrance and the table are sheets to sign up to testify, and I'll go over there shortly to see if there are any more sign-up sheets. So the first five names that have indicated they wish to speak, the first one is a group. You look like a group. Are you the group? Okay. Well, the group goes first. And that's Casey Smith, J.H. Howard, Patty Ladd, and Gary Pearson, something like that. Sorry, forgive me if I cannot read or pronounce your names. Next will be Lloyd Cutler, Gene Curry, Richard Fodder, and Sharon Thomas. Those are the first five in that order. Come on up.
Okay, so we're going without a microphone. I'll see if I can project and everybody can hear us. All right. Is that good? All right. My name is Gary Pearlson. I live in Madrid Township, and I work with an organization in Franklin County called the Franklin County Community College Network. And this is an organization of businesses, faith-based groups, educational organizations, and about 60 partners that work to train the emerging workforce and retrain the existing workforce in Franklin County. And I'm going to speak to you a little bit about and share with you the experience of some of the folks who worked with in what we understand was the Kibbe Project, and that was the Kibbe Boot Camp that we participated in last summer. So about a year ago in April, Toby came to our Franklin County Community College Network meeting and met with our partners and talked to us about the project at Kibbe. Well, we very rarely have opportunities in Franklin County, and especially northern Franklin County, to train people in the jobs of the future. So we worked together. We submitted a proposal through the stimulus package through the American Recovery Act and received a grant to work with our new partners, TransCanada, Vestas, Chinbro, Reed & Reed, Sargent, Main Drilling and Blasting, TRC, and all the contractors that were constructing the wind farm. And our partners who brought them to us, as some of the partners are here tonight, Allison Haggerston with Greater Franklin, because it is an economic development issue, and Patty Ladd, who's the manager of the Wilton Career Center, and many other partners were involved. So I was asked to be the project team leader and help recruit a group of 18 to 24-year-olds who were disadvantaged. These are by federal standards, disadvantaged. And there's many ways to look at disadvantaged. Well, we had the opportunity to work with all of these contractors, everything from Dana Valou taking a look at all the 5 years of environmental studies. We did some link studies with him as a team. We worked with Plum Creek and learned about best forest management practices. We did some reseeding and reforestation. We worked with Sargent on the road building, learned what a balanced site was, where the rocks were really used once they were blasted by Main Drilling and Blasted, crushed and used for roads. We learned about the electrical work and that Chinbro was doing, the connector lines, and we went through the whole process. As a matter of fact, JD here, our technology coordinator, and we all had jobs in the boot camp, all 10 of us, created a DVD that's been circulating quite widely, and I've been sharing it with other schools. These are the jobs of the future. So I want to introduce some of these participants to you. There were 10 participants. All of them completed the program. All but one was hired, and there was no guarantee at the beginning they would be hired. I told them it was like The Apprentice. They were going to be under scrutiny for 6 weeks, learning the soft skills as well as the hard skills. And if these companies liked what they saw, there was a possibility of employment, but absolutely no guarantee. So I'd like to introduce Casey Smith from Salem Township.
Hi, I'm Casey Smith. I'm from Carthage, Maine. I took part in the Kibbe Boot Camp last summer, and I was a single father, and I had lost my job, and the opportunity arised itself, so I took advantage of it, and I ended up with a job for Reed & Reed, which currently I'm working for them, and that's it.
J.D., maybe J.D. Howard enlighten us a little bit more about his.
Right now, I'm continuing my education at Southern Maine Community College. So I right now got employed with them. There was 15 applicants, and they were only hiring one person for an IT support analysis. And also, not only did we learn a lot with how they were making and things like that, but we learned a lot with interview skills, public speaking, working on resumes and things like that. So it wasn't only this, but that's what really helped me with my job. I have a 2-year degree right now in computer-aided drafting and design, so I hope in the future everything goes good. I work right now. I'm going to be fully employed with the school, and I feel that this program helped me a lot being able to get the job that I received. I'm from Phillips, so there wasn't really many jobs when I was younger or anything like that, and when Gary contacted me to get this job, I've always been one to jump on the opportunity. And like he had said, we learned so much being up there for the 6 weeks. And like it was said before, we have the DVD, and I hope you guys were able to check it out, because not only did we learn about the windmills, we learned about the processes before, how much studying it takes to go in between. And it was just very educational all around. And it also helped us get employed for the full summer.
Hello, my name is Patty. Yes?
I was going to make a suggestion. Move the podium just to the left a little bit so they could face the committee as well as the audience. because they're back to, we can't see their expressions as well as basically hear them.
It's a way.
Hi. We've got a lot of wires that are taped down next to the podium. We might be able to pivot it, or maybe we'll wait until the screen is done and we'll test them.
Okay. My name is Patty Ladd. I'm from Farmington. I'm working at the Career Center, a manager. And we work with a lot of people that are unemployed and we're trying to find employment with. We also work with economic development and trying to work with businesses as well, helping them come to the area. We were fortunate enough to have Allison introduce us to TransCanada. And we were involved in the job fair that took place prior to the construction of a lot of the windmills up there last year. And that was quite an opportunity. And at that time, TransCanada was very interested in working with the community. And sometimes we don't always get that in Franklin County, to have an employer come in and really care about the people that they serve. So it was kind of nice to have TransCanada come to us and willing to work with us on this Kibbe Boot Camp project as well. It does work. I can hear it. So it was also very nice for that to happen, not only for our adults looking for employment, but to also give the youth an opportunity and to give them education about green jobs. It's more and more prevalent every day, and it's very important for them to learn about that. So I just want to say that I feel we're very fortunate to have them in Franklin County and would like to see more of it. Thank you.
I'm just going to conclude. Whoa, we must have fixed it. All right. Good job, JD. One of the things we learned is that this is not an easy task to construct in the conditions. And as a contractor, you have to be willing to travel. Both these young men will need to leave for work at 4 o'clock this morning, and it's about an hour to take them home. So I do hope you will excuse us. We'll need to get them home so they can get to their respective jobs on time. If you have any questions for us, we do hope that we are able to repeat this again next year and let's spend some more time on Kibbe, learning more about alternative energy and having another 10 to 12 people trained and employed in Franklin County. So I want to thank the commissioners for their time, and I want to thank all of you for your patience, and have a good evening. Thank you.
Lloyd?
That's a tough act to follow. I think this is the fourth time I've sat or stood at this podium and addressed this board regarding windmills.
Can you state your name and where you're from?
Lloyd Cutler, resident, selectman, and small business owner in Carabasset Valley. I was trying to think what's different this time after four times testifying, and there's one big thing that stands out in my mind, and that's a track record. This group that was just here speaks to that track record. We've heard about what developers were going to do, what windmill companies were going to try to do, but now we've seen TransCanada actually do it. They've been good neighbors. They've been good developers. I think they have been very respectful to the environment, which I and the residents of the area live in. And these are the things that were a real point of interest or a point of contention to a lot of people. I think, as we just found out with technology, we have an insatiable desire to have energy. Our country continues to expand our needs for energy. We all know that windmills, solar power, are not going to be the ultimate answer, but they are part of the solution. We only have to open up the paper today to see what oil and coal are doing. Those are environmental disasters that will continue. I look at a windmill, I look at solar power, I look at our renewable energies, which will continue to be a small part of the mix, but they are an attempt for us to address, as responsible citizens, that our need for energy and the fact that we need to move forward. We need to find other sources. 20, 40, 50 years from now, windmills may not be that source, but they're very easy to disassemble. They're part of the process of qualifying for a permit. They have to show that they can take them down if they have to, return the mountains back to the way they were. Again, I go back to this track record that, again, we have a lot of very good environmentalists that care tremendously about the mountains that I live in, that many of us live in, and we respect them. And we also understand that we have to be part of the solution. That's how we looked at the windmill project. I would never stand here and say that a mountain without a windmill is as pretty as a mountain with a windmill. But you have to look beyond that windmill and see what it's doing. You have to see that we're making an attempt to be part of the solution of what exists in our country. So I guess what I would say is that in conclusion, I would look at the fact that the difference in this hearing is it's actually occurred. TransCanada has built 22 turbines. They're building 22 more. They're looking to permit additional turbines. We only have to go and look at what they've done to see that this is a responsible company, that they've done a professional job. They've addressed the needs of the county, the needs of the town, and they've been very respectful to the environment. Thank you.
Gene?
My name is Gene Curry. I'm a small business owner in the Stratton area, and I'd just like to make a few comments. One of them is that as we've been watching the newspaper on the news lately, we've seen more and more people having these problems monetarily. This is, so far has been a very good godsend to this area. It's helped my business, all the businesses, but that's not the only reason I'm for the wind power. I think probably by watching television the last few weeks, we've seen people die in the coal mines. We've seen people die in offshore drilling. And no matter how many people die from that, they're still going to win the coal mines. They're still going to do, they will be continuing to do offshore drilling because this country has a glut as a nation for we need energy. We need energy bad. And my feeling is we have to try to find something that a renewable, safe energy. As far as I'm concerned, it's wind power. We can't keep thinking that we're going to live on oil. A lot of these manufacturing facilities, they're burning oil. The coal mines, well, putting out coal to fuel the needs of this country. And I think in our area up in the Stratton Eustace area, this area down here, everybody has benefited from it. It's a safe, renewable, ongoing thing. And maybe it isn't going to make all the difference in the world, but it will make a difference in the response that it will help at least alleviate the pain. And if these other windmill projects in other parts of the United States are allowed to continue, they're also going to help alleviate the necessity of oil and coal mining. Do I think that everything about it is great? Probably not. But, you know, as far as the environment's concerned, I've lived here all my life. In that area up there, it's not good hunting. It's not good fishing. It never was ever good hunting in that area. And I just believe that there's a time and a place for everything. And if we can allow this project to continue, it will definitely help our area. And I just think that, finishing up, I'd like to just say that, as I said before, there's a time and place for everything. Would I want to see 10 windmills put on Cranberry Peak so that when I look out my living room window, I'm going to see them? No. But there is a time and a place for everything, and I believe that the Kibbe Wind Project area up there is a perfect place for it, and I believe the timing is perfect for it. And in fact, I'd like to see it even get larger. Thank you.
Richard?
Good evening. I'm Richard Fodder, and I live in Wyman Township, just right up the road here. I'm a member of the Flagstaff Area Business Association and one of their directors and officers. I'm also part of the Franklin County Tourism Network, the Maine Lakes and Mountains Organization, and the Greater Franklin Alliance, which is a group of four chambers and our association that represent tourism and business development in Franklin County. And at our meetings, which we had one last week, and we were talking about developing new tourism things for this area, and one of our members mentioned or brought this little slogan up and said that tourism is everyone's business. And yes, it is. In the state of Maine, tourism brings in more dollars than most other businesses, if you consider the whole state. And Franklin County, the northern part of it, we're dependent on tourism. With Sugarloaf here, if we go to Rangeley with Saddleback, whatever. And we are trying to develop other new ways of getting people to come to this area, enjoy it, and hopefully spend their money here so that we can continue to grow and our citizens can stay here and prosper. I'm thinking that based on the maps that are up back, and they show viewpoints of the proposed towers and where you can see them from the Chain of Ponds public reserve lands on the, it would be on the, I guess, the west side of Chain of Ponds, but there could be possibility of somebody developing a tourist attraction that might take people out onto the Chain of Ponds waterways. They could see the towers in two or three different places. They could also see the wildlife. They could go fishing. They could enjoy many things that that area has and can provide. And I think we might have forgotten that this, you know, we talk about all the, you know, that it's, they don't look that well, they make noise, whatever. But let's look ahead and see if we can't take what we already have and add to this. And these are the ones that are going to be visible. Let's try to make something out of it that we can bring more people in. I've looked at a study that they did in Ireland, and they do that same thing. They looked at tourism. It did not negatively affect them. So I'm thinking we have an opportunity here in the Western Mountains, in the unorganized territories, and we also have in your first permit that you granted, you gave a TIF grant or the Kibbe Wind Power TransCanada to Franklin County. And that money is to be used with an emphasis on tourism, business development, communications, and for scholarships for educations. Exactly like our very first speaker, there will be monies available because TransCanada is providing it that people can be trained that live in the unorganized territories in Franklin County. And I think that this all is important. Everything else is important. But we have to remember that tourism is a big business here in the northwestern part of Maine. And in closing, I would like to say that TransCanada is a very good corporate citizen. They have provided funds in the past for different projects, and I'm sure they will continue to do that in the future. And like Mr. Cutler said, they have a good track record. Thank you.
All right, Sharon. And after Sharon gives her testimony, the next five people who have indicated they wish to speak include Allison Hagerstrom. I suppose I put on my glasses. Millie Howard, Alan Wicken, and Senator Gooley. Thank you, Sharon. And after Senator Gooley is Wendy. Wendy from Stratton. I'll let Wendy give her last name when she steps up to the podium. Thank you.
Just for the record, I didn't stand and swear in, but I will now. I swear in. I wasn't sure I was going to testify. So is that?
I need to formally.
That's fine.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do. All right. My name is Sharon Thomas. Our legal residence is in Wilton, Maine. But we own Natanis Point Campground, my husband and I, which is on the chain of ponds. And when TransCanada first came in and was talking about what they were going to do, our first initial concern was the impact that it would have on us, because we have people that come to enjoy the natural beauty of the area. And the chain of ponds has a tendency to be very special to a lot of people. And so our concern was, what would these campers that come to travel that waterway, be in that area, how would they feel if they're going to have wind turbines visible? And in the course of the past year of talking with TransCanada, dealing with Toby Williamson, and just discussing all of our concerns about it all, we asked them, you know, it's the impact. You know, we're at the end of the line up there, and we own a business up there. And so every person that comes in that area that would camp with us, you know, has an economic impact on us. And so even if you take a small segment of that population and say they're disgruntled and they don't want to be there, that impacts us. There's several things in that area that are going on right now that are of concern to us. But I must say that TransCanada has talked with us on numerous occasions and bent over backwards to try to eliminate the negative aspect of it the best that they can. And so, you know, we were like, well, can we ever get electricity up there? We live in a dead zone. There's, you know, it's north of us and it's south of us. It's not where we are. And there was like, well, no, that's not going to happen. So, but they have come to us and said that they would like to work with us on the possibility of maybe solar power. And we've had a site evaluation done, and we're in a primo spot for that. And so they're willing to work with us to help offset any negative impact. This would bring a positive impact to everybody there, because with that, we would be able to sell ice, which is maybe seems like nothing to you, but when you're in the wilderness and you live out of a cooler, it's a rare commodity up there. And to be able to have that and to provide that would definitely, you know, it would offset any negative impact. And so in dealing with them, you know, I've come away with a whole different opinion. And even if they hadn't offered this, I still would have had a better opinion of them, just because they are willing to work with you. They are willing to negotiate with you. They're willing to take a look at it from your perspective. And so for that, you know, we're thankful.
Okay, Allison?
Commissioners, good evening. Thank you once again for this opportunity to speak in front of you. My name is Allison Hagestrom. I'm a resident of Farmington, and I'm the executive director for the Greater Franklin Development Corporation, also located in Farmington. And my primary purpose is to create jobs through business attraction. TransCanada has been a pleasure to work with since they first started to investigate the potential for wind power in northern Franklin County. Their communications have been open and frequent. We, Franklin County, are very fortunate to have them as an employer. taxpayer and community member now that the Kibbe project is being constructed and partially operational. This evening, I want to focus on the value of the corporate citizen and the importance of one quality job. First, TransCanada's efforts to develop our economy and invest in our communities are exemplary. The Kibbe Boot Camp was a huge success in 2009, as you've heard earlier this evening, and TransCanada is investing $150,000 this year to enable this program to continue to develop our workforce in emerging industries like wind. This opportunity is priceless. The High Peaks Alliance is a group of local people and organizations working to preserve and enhance our recreational access to forest lands in northern Franklin County. One of the many activities of the Alliance is promoting backcountry trail connections between area town centers. TransCanada is investing $150,000 in this economic opportunity to connect and grow the tourism industry in northern Franklin County. The Arnold Trail is yet another opportunity to enhance the visitor experience to northern Franklin County and preserve history. Again, TransCanada is investing $100,000. And TransCanada was instrumental in connecting the Flagstaff Area Business Association to the many Franklin County networks, tourism, the community college, and economic development. Secondly, the context of a job is security, a salary, benefits, and promotions. Per the definition of a quality jobs, workers are paid higher wages. One job supports a family. They pay taxes and feed their family. They spend on housing, goods, and services. These wages cycle through the economy and improve the livelihood and well-being of the entire community. One job leads to another job and another and another. These economic growth opportunities and the TIF revenues made possible by the first phase of the project for the benefit of the unorganized township would not have been possible without TransCanada. We are very fortunate to have such a company sincerely interested in the success of Northern Franklin County. We have the chance to expand a great project, add more jobs, and in addition, another year of construction jobs and purchasing of goods and services, all of which will benefit the people in Franklin County and the state of Maine. On behalf of the Greater Franklin Development Corporation's Board of Directors, we encourage you to permit the Kibbe Wind Power expansion onto Sisk Mountain. Again, thank you for your time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Millie?
I'm Millie Howard from Stratton, and I represent the Stratton Summer Rec Program. Our director is away right now, so she asked me to read this letter that she wrote to thank TransCanada. The Stratton Eustis Summer Program would like to thank TransCanada for their generous donations over the past few years. Almost 3 years ago, TransCanada approached the Stratton Summer Program wanting to do something for the area children. We were thrilled to know that we had such a good neighbor in TransCanada. They raised over $750 through a raffle they put on during Family Fun Days. This money went towards ensuring our children had a safe, fun, and healthy environment to come to every day through our program. Over the last 2 years, the Stratton Summer Program has applied for grants through TransCanada, and we've been awarded $2,000. This extra funding has helped our program go from 6 weeks to 8 weeks and has provided our children with many fun and exciting new programs and trips. We were also able to set up a hardship fund so that all children could attend our camp without parents having to worry about the ability to pay. We've been acknowledged as having one of the best outdoor recreational and educational programs around, and we're glad TransCanada has been a part of our success. On behalf of the Stratton Summer Program, we would like to thank you for all you've done and for our program, and hope to continue working with you in the future. I have a copy of the letter with some pictures of our program for each of you if you'd like them. And I work on the program, so I'm a counselor with the older kids, and I have seen how this has helped our program and the advantages it's had. We've been able to add education to the summer program, which benefits all the kids since it's a long summer and it does help as they enter into the school year. And as well as the school year, I would like to thank Toby Williamson for helping out at our school. I also help at the school. I'm a volunteer coordinator and a substitute teacher. And he has come into our school and worked with our science teacher, talking about the program, the Kibbe wind power. And this past fall, you'll see in pictures the classes, I think it was 6th, 7th, and 8th, have all been involved. But we were invited to come up for a field trip to see what's been going on up there. And then our steel drum band was invited to come play at the opening celebration. So our kids have had an opportunity to see what's going on in our local environment.
Thank you. Won't you drop it off
over there with us?
Thank you.
Alan?
My name is Alan Wicken, and I'm a resident of Dallas Plantation, not too far from here, and I'm chair-elect of the American Lung Association and Maine's Volunteer Leadership Board. I'm here to express our strong support for the Kibbe Expansion Project. American Lung Association in Maine is a public health organization. Over our nearly 100 years of existence, we have fought against the most significant threats to lung health. For our first 50 years, that threat was tuberculosis. Cigarette smoking was the next major threat we attacked. But today, the largest threat to lung health is the pollution of the air we breathe. We are committed to assuring that the air we all breathe doesn't cause or worsen lung disease. We are not an environmental organization. We claim no expertise on habitat issues, erosion, water pollution, scenic vistas, or a number of other items that will be discussed as part of this application. But we do know something about the health impacts of air pollution. In fact, the more we learn, the more dangerous we find particulate matter and ozone to be at even at levels once thought to be safe. The single largest contributor to air pollution in Maine and the nation is our dependency on the fossil fuel for energy and transportation. The good news is that a recent Harvard University study found that cleaning up air pollution actually has increased life expectancy in the U.S. There's no single or simple solution to breaking our dependency on fossil fuel. But wind power is certainly a key part of the solution. We have spoken in favor of continued wind power development in Maine for years. TransCanada's initial Kibbe project was implemented as planned. We are not aware of any broken promises or surprises as a result of the Kibbe project. They have been a company that does what it says it will do. As you consider this project, we would also ask that you consider the 25,000 children in Maine who have asthma and 80,000 others with some form of lung disease. Consider the tens of thousands of Maine people with heart disease who are severely impacted by air pollution. Some people may not like us exporting, quote unquote, renewable energy to other states. If that clean energy replaces unhealthy, non-renewable sources south of us that currently export pollution our way, we fail to understand why that isn't a good idea. Some may not like the sight of windmills on our mountain ridges. And personally, there's nobody that enjoys these mountains more than I do, I don't think. We respect their opinion, but we don't like the sight of people in emergency rooms due to unhealthy air each summer. You have an opportunity to once again take a significant step in the right direction for Maine, away from fossil fuel, and toward healthy, renewable energy. Thank you. And I have some copies.
Thank you.
Senator Gooley? How's it going?
Couldn't be any better. I have to say right up front that the governor just appointed me to a new committee, a new task force, and that is the task force on the MMA Railroad, the Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railroad in Aroostook County, which has big problems, and people are going to see that on a bond issue in June. So anyways, I'm headed for Caribou at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So anyways, running for the legislature and being in it is a unique experience, and you all should try it. All right. Thank you very much. I thank you for the opportunity to express my support for the proposed Six Mountain Wind Project. As a member of the Governor's Task Force on Wind Power and as State Senator from Franklin County, I've had the opportunity to watch TransCanada work and to directly experience the impact of wind investment to rural Maine. I have been impressed with TransCanada and know them to be a first-class operation. And more importantly to me, I have seen the positive impact of local investment during a difficult financial time in our state and country. So the CISC project presents an opportunity to continue that investment in Franklin County and to generate green renewable energy. And so from there, I have a few additional comments. As I mentioned, I have served on the task force, the Governor's Wind Power Task Force. I've seen projects up close, including Mars Hill. I understand the noise problem, especially up at Mars Hill, and I think that is a problem. I know it's a problem. I do not support wind energy on every mountaintop in Maine. Renewable energy is important in Maine, and that includes wind power as a part of the mix. A comparison between renewable and non-renewable energy in the U.S. can be made. An example of what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico right now, and that is a big problem. Legislative support is also there. I'm not sure if there are other legislators here tonight, but I know there are a number of legislators who support this project, including Representative Fitz and Representative Fletcher and others. So the world is changing, and renewable energy, including wind power, must play a larger part in the energy mix. So with that, I will conclude my remarks and hope that you will approve this project. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Wendy is next, and after Wendy, the next five people who have signed in to speak include Karen Bessie Pease, David Corison, Lori Zabulkin, Loria Phillips, Jane Wilkinson, and Jonathan Carter. Thank you.
Is that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity to speak in front of you folks. My name is Wendy D'Arienzo. I'm a resident of Stratton. I work at Carabasset Valley Academy as assistant to the headmaster and in the development and alumni relations. In the interest of full disclosure, my husband, Michael, is the Kibbe Wind Farm Operations Coordinator and has been a subcontractor for the development of the project since it began. Tonight, however, I represent my beliefs. I have seen my husband track the Canada Lynx to make sure her babies and her habitat remain intact and protected during the construction phase. I have watched my husband collect and relay avian data and data from extensive research and observations of bat populations and other alpine creatures, all to make sure that they would not be adversely affected by the Kibbe project. I have sat through many hearings for economic and environmental purposes concerning the Kibbe project. I have watched very closely the TransCanada employees on the development, construction, and operation teams do exactly what they said they would do concerning the care and respect of our local environment and our community. I don't give my support nor my loyalty easily. I believe that trust must be earned. In researching the company a few years ago, I came across a quote from the TransCanada president and CEO. It says that corporate responsibility at TransCanada is, in fact, nothing less than the values put into action by our dedicated employees. The result is a company that you can rely upon to meet society's strategic energy needs with conviction, ingenuity, and integrity. I've seen its Kibbe Project employees conduct themselves personally and professionally as if it was written about them. TransCanada has proven they're a corporation of their word. The facts are indisputable. I have friends and neighbors who may very well have lost their homes were it not for this project. As of October 2009, the project has spent more than $75 million on material, labor, room and board in Maine, with more than $6 million spent in Franklin County. Up to 300 construction jobs have been created during peak construction. 90% of those jobs have gone to Maine residents. There'll be approximately 10 to 12 permanent jobs once the wind farm is fully operational, more if the expansion is approved, I'm sure. The wind farm will provide an average of 357 million kilowatt hours per year, enough to provide electricity to more than 50,000 average Maine homes, more if we approve the expansion. That's 357 million kilowatt hours that don't have to come from fossil fuels that damage our earth. The Kibbe Wind Farm is a significant taxpayer and a major contributor to Franklin County's economic development. There is already a community benefit package for Stratton uses of approximately $132,000 annually. This clearly will benefit all of the surrounding communities when this money is spent. I've followed the Kibbe opposition to this expansion, and in my opinion, I see one valid issue. View. It's true that if you're on the chain of ponds, you'll be able to see the turbines intermittently. In my 19 years of living in this area, I have not seen major recreational population on the chain of ponds. I've been camping with my boys on its shores and fishing in the surrounding bogs with my husband, and I have encountered few boaters or fishermen. Its beauty is just that. You can go there, and there are very few others to invade your natural stillness. My husband and I are currently building a house that will not rely on fossil fuel for our family's energy needs. As a family, we strive not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk. We've taught our boys to be globally aware and to strive to be globally responsible citizens. We would not be setting a good example for them if we were not to support the expansion of the Kibbe Project. I find the view of a wind turbine majestic. To me, it represents kindness to the earth. I know that it will not have the devastating effect of an oil spill or the inevitable collapse of a coal mine. I know that it represents clean, renewable energy. Wind turbines are the right thing for our planet. The economic and environmental benefits far outweigh the inconvenience of seeing a turbine against our mountain skyline. If we see them when we canoe on the chain of ponds or hunt off the Goldbrook Road or hike into any of the great trout ponds in the area, we will feel proud that we were doing our part. We will sleep well knowing that the Canada Lynx family and the Bicknell Thrush are being permanently protected in that area thanks to the Kibbe Wind Farm. I look forward to my boys having the opportunity to stay in the area and make a sustainable living due to the positive long-term economic impact of the Kibbe Wind Farm. I look forward to there always being snow on Sugarloaf because we are making the choice for the global warming crisis and supporting the development of wind power in the expansion of the Kibbe Wind Farm onto Sisk. Thank you.